There's a chazal, Mor Menachos says, Echad Hamarbe, Vechad Hamamit, Ulavachi Chabin Libra L'Shemayim. Whether you bring a large amount or whether you bring a small amount, as long as you have Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. The Gemor Menachos is referring to the fact that it says there's certain kabbonis which can be brought either in the form of a behema or in the form of eifes or the form of menachos. And you might think that a person brings a mincha, which is a lesser madrega. It's not minei da'am. It's not so much da'am goes in his back. But there's no. Says the nefesh ki sakrim mechem, says that a person brings a mincha, he's bringing his nefesh. So as long as you're mechav with the shem shemayim, it's okay to bring a smaller amount. So it's very clear that the point in the Gemara, the idea of the bovach chav and libel shemayim, is referring to the person who's being memayit and bringing less than usual. The fact that he does l'shem shemayim because that's his, you know, that's what he has to do. So that's the right thing to do for him to do. So that's also okay. So Hashem is based on a Taz in Arachaim Siman Aleph, Sukkot and Gibel. So he says the other way around. He says that sometimes being marba is the challenge, and that's the one which is easier in a certain sense not to be the Shem Shemayim. And therefore, sometimes a person decides to be mamit, because he understands that being Mamayat, it will be easier to be L'Shem Shemayim than being Marba. So a person who's Mamit, because he recognizes that'll be more L'Shem Shemayim than when he's Marba, that's what we're saying about that. That's the Milo of, and not even though you're bringing a little bit, as long as you're Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim, it's okay. That Badavka brought a little bit, because you're Mechavim L'Shem Shemayim. So that's what we're referring to, and that many times being marba is sometimes doing more and accomplishing and building. It's a lot harder sometimes to keep mechavali with the shemayim when you're doing the larger amount, and therefore sometimes it's better to be mamayit because you know you can't do it properly with the right kavana. Other things will get involved. There are times when you have to do that because that's the right thing to do, and you have to work out a way to make sure that your ribui is l'shem shemayim. But there are times the person has to stop him and say, "Back, you know what? The extra part that I'm doing is not really l'shem shemayim, and I need to stop doing it." So the Pasuk says, "Marbi mahami havi." So they were bringing the nedarim to the chachmei lev, who were building the Mishkan, and they came and told Moshe that marbi mahami havi. So each person would bring their nedarim. They would bring a l'shem shemayim. From such items, you can build the Mishkan. So the Chacham realize it now already. They're bringing, and they're getting all caught up in the excitement of the moment. Everybody's doing it's the end thing. That marba mehavi, that's extra stuff. That they're bringing beyond what the real nidva slave is, what the real desire is, what the real shlemus of maisa that they can do, that which someone should reward to be put in the building of the Beis Hamikdash. I once saw an article. So nowadays when Mashiach is going to come, so we're going to build the Beis Hamikdash and there's going to be the room dedicated with a plaque, you know, give my so-and-so and honor of so-and-so, you give it the Shem Shemayim, totally Shem Shemayim, you're doing because that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to put our name on it, not to put our accomplishments on it, not to show what we've done, not to feel good about ourselves, not even to, you know, feel say, a Bruchni Stika Oof too. That's also not the Shem Shemayim anymore. They said, nobody, we can't. There's parts which are left out, which are left over. They weren't using the Mishkan because a person sometimes he's building, he's doing, he's accomplishing, and it's not cool to Shem Shemayim. So the person says, okay, that part we'll leave somewhere else. We're not going to put that into the true opportunity to build a Beis Hashem, a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu's dwelling. It has to be called L'Shem Shemayim, and we have to know when our kavanas are truly pure, and we have a right to build and accomplish, and when we don't. That was the Shabbos.